You are listening to the Proof Producers Podcast, where we reach the world with the saving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to experience a never-ending increase in every area of life. If you're ready for a revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here is your host, Pastor Augustine Mpemba Jr.
Tonight, I want to talk about a subject that's very dear to my heart, and a subject that I've come to realize is one of the most, if not the most important subject in the entire scriptures, and a subject that will either mean everything to you or mean totally nothing to you. And that subject is on the person of the Holy Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit. Yes. So I'm titling it a new series. Well, a new series until, I don't know when it will last, how long it will last. It might last the whole year. But a new series, Pastor Abraham. Everybody clap for Pastor Abraham. Here. Come here. Come sit in the big chair. Amen. Subject of the Holy Spirit, a new series that I've titled, Say Pneumatica. Pneumatica. I'll try it again. Say Pneumatica. Pneumatica. Femina, if you're upstairs, can you put that, just type it so people can, I want them to see. We don't have a graphic for it. It came in my spirit today. Amen. Pneumatica, which roots from a Greek word, pneuma. Say pneuma. Pneuma means wind. Say wind. Or breath. It means wind or breath. Amen. Pneuma means what?
Wind or breath.
We're going through the teaching of God's word, so I need your cooperation. Amen? Yes. Pneuma means what?
Wind or breath.
Actually signifying the person of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter number 1, when God created, Genesis chapter number 2, when God created man and woman, the Bible says that he breathed. Say he breathed.
He breathed.
He breathed into them the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter number 24, the last chapter, when Jesus was about to leave, the Bible says that he breathed on them the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter number 2, when the Holy Spirit was finally coming down on earth, the Bible says, in the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered in one place in one accord. Then there came a sound like a what? Mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit many times is signified in the form of a wind. Amen. Jesus said, the wind blows where it wishes. And it says, so are all of the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, when you become a Holy Spirit person, I want you to develop a desire tonight to become a Holy Spirit man and woman. Hallelujah. You know, the greatest secret in life, oh, hallelujah, the greatest secret in Christianity is knowing the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, we can come here and we can preach a cute message. Ten steps to having. Give me a really water. Yeah, that's pretty decent. That's pretty decent. But you know, like they have like
time management.
Yeah, 10 steps for time management. Well, you can open YouTube and you can find those. Hello. You stay in Christianity long enough, you know that life doesn't respond to such stupid principles. I'm sorry. You need power.
Hey.
All right. Most of people's prayer points, right, can be gathered together and categorized as what? Powerlessness. Hello? I need money. That means you don't have power to create wealth. I need to be healed. You don't have power to live in health. I need to be free from fear. You don't have power over fear. It's powerlessness. But the Holy, hallelujah. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the Holy Ghost is one of the most, if not the most important subject for a new born again Christian. Hallelujah. I want you to develop a desire for the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? I want you to develop a hunger. I want you to develop a passion to know the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, speaking Jesus in the book of John chapter number 14, he said one thing. He said, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send you the helper. I will send you someone who will help you. You know, when Jesus was alive, when Jesus was walking the streets of Jerusalem, when Jesus was there in Israel, he was their help. Every time someone was sick, they went to Jesus and he healed them. Every time someone had a question about life, he said, oh, who sinned that this man was born this way? A question about their destiny. They went to Jesus and he gave them the answers. But this time he's leaving. He says, it is very important that I go. Because if I do not go back to heaven, I cannot ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit. Then he says, I'm not leaving you as orphans. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm sending you a helper. Hallelujah. If you study it carefully, he said, I'm sending someone who's exactly like me. Hallelujah. So I like what a man of God called the Holy Spirit. He says the Holy Spirit is actually Jesus unlimited. Jesus was limited by his body. He could only be at one place at one time. But now the Holy Spirit can be everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. He's here tonight. I said he's here tonight. He's sitting right next to you. Hallelujah. He's the Holy Ghost. He's here for you tonight. Anything can happen. You know, when Jesus was with them, they never knew what could happen. One time he could just walk and raise the dead. All of a sudden, anything could happen. He could go somewhere, oh, someone has an issue of blood. All of a sudden, there's a miracle. And that's exactly what's going to happen tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Unlimited is here tonight. Hallelujah. In the form of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that, it says, we say when he comes, it says the world will not know him because they did not see him. But you know him. Say, I know him.
Know him.
Come on, shout, say, I know him.
Know him.
Yes. He says, you know him because he shall be in you and he shall be with you. Hallelujah. He's in me. He's with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can feel the air is charged with the power of the Holy Ghost. Anything can happen.
Hallelujah.
Anything can happen tonight. Anything. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you came in with. Anything can happen. I said anything can happen. Anything can happen. You can be healed. You can be delivered. That fear can be broken off your life. That addiction can be broken off your life. Anything can happen. The Holy Ghost is here. Anything can happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm expecting tonight
a
miracle.
Miracle.
Yes. I'm telling you, you see, the Holy Ghost, God likes people with faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I have an expectation tonight. I'm the preacher, but I have an expectation.
Yeah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have an expectation to receive something from the Lord. Hallelujah. I have an expectation to receive something from the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Open with me in the book of Luke, chapter number 4. Luke, chapter number 4. Jason, be very close, please, to your instrument. I want to read from verse number 16. The Bible says, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. Can we have the scriptures on the screens? He went into the synagogue. My best scripture person isn't here. She's in Florida. She's amazing. She did great during the conference. That's faith. Amen. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. This is Jesus. Verse number 17, he says, And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse number 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I want you to say that. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Okay, now say it like you believe. He said,
the Spirit of the Lord
is upon me. He read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Say, God has anointed me. Say, God has anointed me. Okay, one more time. Say, I am anointed by God. I know some of you don't know what that means, but you'll know tonight. You'll know it by experience. You'll know by experience tonight. Amen. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty. Say, to set at liberty. To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter number 5, next chapter. Verse number 15. It says, however, awesome. However, the report went around concerning him all the more. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Amen. Let's go to 1 John chapter number 2. For those who are wondering why we're reading the Bible so much, well, I read the newspaper this morning, so. Amen. I want to read the Bible tonight. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Verse 27, go down there. It says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but that same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true. It is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Say amen.
Amen.
You know, these scriptures are very key scriptures on the subject of the Holy Spirit. The title tonight is Pneumatica, right? The name of the series. Understanding the anointing, the power, right? And the Holy Spirit. Whew. That title got me excited. I want you to understand. Last week, I had a privilege of picking up almost all of the men of God who came in. And these are the top, if you follow the camp meeting, you know, these are the top men of God in the world alive right now in all their fields. Amen. I had the privilege of picking them up. I had the privilege of actually even sitting down with them for a couple minutes between services and, you know, picking them from the airport in the car and stuff like that. And I realized something that has struck me and kept being with me this entire week, that even at their age and at their level of success, they have a high regard and a high premium on the Holy Spirit and the anointing. That's what, if you ask me if there's a secret of their success, that's it. I remember we were with Bishop Dagg, and he was telling us, he made us take him to all the places Catherine Kuhlman preached, I mean, in between the services, because he wanted to be there and just appreciate what God had done through this woman of God who was anointed. And he turned to me and he says, young man, value the anointing. Say, value the anointing.
Value.
Yes, value the anointing. Value the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. The anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You value the anointing because the anointing is what produced everything that he has. That's what he told me. He said, the anointing produced everything I have. You know, many young people disregard the things of God.
Yeah.
Right? Some people, maybe even your friends, think you're dumb and stupid for coming to church tonight. You know, why are you wasting your time going to church? You know, what's all that? Hello? I said, hello? Am I lying?
No.
Yes. So even, you know, maybe in the back of your head you're thinking, what's going on here? Like, why am I wasting my time? You know, when something is precious to you, you value it. You know, most people don't value it because they don't understand what the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit is. You know, the Bible speaks of a man called Saul. Say Saul.
Saul.
Yes, Saul was the first king of Israel. He was a regular man. He was a regular person. The Bible says that Saul's father had lost their donkeys, and he sent Saul and one of the servants to go looking for those donkeys, right? But God had chosen Saul to be king over Israel. And the Bible says that as he was looking, they spent the whole day looking. They couldn't find the donkeys. And they were worried that the father, instead of worrying about the donkeys, would now start worrying about them because they've been out for so long for looking for these donkeys. But I like what the servant said. The servant said, there's a man of God. Say, there's a man of God. Yes. There's a man of God called Samuel. He says, let's go to him because he's a real man of God. He will tell us where those donkeys are. And the Bible says that the servant the servant spoke to his master Saul and says, let's carry something and go to the man of God. Then he would tell us. And then when Saul and the servant got to Samuel, God had already spoken to Samuel. You know, let me pause right there. You know, we serve a living God. You know, people don't get that. You know, our God is alive.
Yes.
You know, we don't serve an idol.
Amen.
You know, that if you go, I'm from Africa, by the way. I'm from Tanzania. Hello, just for my little history. That's in East Africa. Geography, yes. I learned yesterday when we had a leaders meeting that some of my leaders have no clue about geography. So, is Africa a country? I was a little bit shocked. I started playing with them. Yeah, I almost said the same thing. I said, I know Africa is a town.
You know. Somewhere in Africa.
It's actually somewhere. It's next to Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, like right by the corner. No, but I'm from Africa. And in Africa, they have what they call, they worship idols, right? It's also in the Bible. It's not an African. It's a Bible. All right. I have to say that. It's in the Bible. The Bible had idols. And all these are, they're fixtures, right, made by human hands that evil spirits indwell and people worship them.
Right?
You know, our God is not an idol.
Amen.
Jesus.
Right? Yeah. Nobody created him.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
He's alive.
Yes.
Idols have eyes that don't see,
yes.
Yeah. Ears that don't hear,
Jesus.
Hands that don't work.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But our God is alive.
Amen.
Eyes that can see.
Yes.
Ears that can hear,
hallelujah.
Hands that work,
yeah.
Power unlimited,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's the God we serve.
Yeah.
Hello,
hallelujah.
He's alive.
Yes, sir.
You can feel him in the room. Yeah. You can feel his presence, yeah. Because he's alive.
Yeah.
Hello. So that's the God we serve. So that servant was smart enough, and he said, "Hey, let's go to Saul because he's a man of God. He knows the living God." And when they got to God had already spoken to Samuel concerning this man that he should anoint him. Say, anoint him.
Amen.
Yes. And the Bible says that I like what Samuel told Saul when he met him. This is one of the things that I'll preach for the rest of my life. I will. That's one of my best scripture passages. You know, Samuel told Saul, hey buddy, Yeah, stand with me. I want to use you as Saul. I'm Samuel. This is Saul, your Saul's servant, so follow behind him. They came, and Samuel said, "Hey, my friend, why are you busy looking for donkeys when the fate of the nation of Israel is upon your shoulders?"
Yeah.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you so busy? Like so many people in this world. You know, you have to decide tonight. I want you to decide. I'm going to value the anointing. Because in that my future, everything that God has planned for me is in the anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say, oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
I was just checking if you guys were awake. Say, why are you busy looking for donkeys when God has such a glorious destiny for your life? Many people, young people, are busy with life. I want to get a job. I'm a young adult pastor, so I'm not pointing anybody. I'm just preaching tonight. Amen. Oh, let me ask for forgiveness in advance, okay? So if what I say relates to your case, I wasn't really hitting it yet. Yeah, many people. I'm believing God for a job. I want to work at Walmart. Hey, Jesus. Mercy. Say mercy.
Mercy.
Yes. You know God has a glorious destiny for your life?
Yes.
Get into the anointing. You see, when you get into meetings like this, God begins to show you what he has planned for you. Hallelujah. God begins to unveil to you the things that he's designed for your life. The things that he called you and designed you for. Hallelujah. Why are you looking for donkeys? Donkeys, donkeys. Hey. If he was looking for gold, maybe that would have been better. He was looking for donkeys. When God has the fate of an entire nation upon your shoulders, God has ordained you to be a king. I want you tonight, instead of looking for donkeys, I want you to switch your focus. Hello? I said hello. I want you to switch your focus from looking at natural things. What am I going to do tonight? What, you know, some of you are here thinking, what am I going to do after service? Can we go to the restaurant? I want to talk to that girl. Switch. God has a glorious destiny for you tonight. Focus. Set your gaze on the word of God. Set your gaze on the anointing. Listen to hear the Holy Ghost. God has a glorious destiny for your life. Hallelujah. God wants to pick you up from where you're from, where you are, and raise you up. Give your glorious destiny. Why are you looking for donkeys? When the fate of the entire nation of Israel, that's like saying, why are you busy trying to work at Walmart when I want to make you president of the United States? That relates better, right? Why are you busy trying to work for McDonald's when God wants to make you president of the United States? Hey! Mercy! That won't be you tonight. Hallelujah. You're zoning into the anointing. You're zoning into the word of God. They're saying, I'm getting everything that God has for me. Hallelujah. I'm fulfilling my destiny. I'm catching a vision from heaven tonight. Hallelujah. I'm catching a glorious vision of what God has for my life. Yes. That's me tonight. Yes. I'm not going to be like Saul. Yes, I'm not going to be busy looking for donkeys.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God has a champion. Hallelujah. God has a champion in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sitting right here, mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. Men who will take the nations by a storm. Great business women. Hallelujah. Great moguls in the entertainment industry. Great people who are going to be used by God. Why are you looking for donkeys when God has the fate of the entire nation upon your shoulders? Hallelujah. You know how you key into it? You know how you see it? You may be seated. Thank you. You know how you get it? You key into the anointing. And I'll tell you why. The anointing. Say the anointing.
The anointing.
I'll tell you what the anointing is. The anointing is a supernatural equipment to get the job done.
Hallelujah.
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 Can I tell you a secret? Anyone God calls, right? If God has called you, if you've had a dream, which I know many of you have, if God has revealed something, if you've had a prophetic word at some point in your life, or I know some of you, I was just rejoicing during the conference. Some of you are being called for and laid hands on. And great men of God were speaking over your life, right? If you had a call, if you had a vision, if God has ever called you, the only way God's going to fulfill the thing he told you is by the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Amen.
He doesn't. Zechariah chapter number 4. There goes my notes. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to go for the anointing. I'm going to value the things of God. Yes, I'm not going to look at them with disdain. I'm going to value them. Hallelujah. They're going to be precious to me. The Holy Ghost is precious to me. Hallelujah. The power of God is important to me. Hallelujah. It's the most important thing in my life. Hallelujah. I value the anointed. I want to be anointed of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Zechariah chapter number 4, verse number 6. Says, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. I want you to read me. Say, so he answered to me.
So he answered to me.
And said to me,
this
is the word of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord.
To, put your name.
To Maria.
This is the word of the Lord to.
Maria.
One more time. This is the word of the Lord to.
Maria.
One more time. This is the word of the Lord to. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might. You're not going to achieve that dream by your own might. Hallelujah. You're not going to achieve that vision, that plan that God has put in your life by your own strength. It's only by the Holy Ghost. I said it's only by the Holy Ghost. It can only be by the Holy Ghost. It can only be by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that began a good work in you, he shall accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says Jesus Christ is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. We can only do it by him. We can only accomplish it by him. By his Spirit. I said by his Spirit. One more time, say by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Tell anybody, I'm going up. I'm moving forward by the Holy Ghost. I said, I'm going up. I'm moving forward by the Holy Ghost. Next verse. He says, now listen, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, by my Spirit, of the Lord. Then he says, who are you, O great mountain? Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. In other words, oh, you know what this means? You know what mountains represent in life? Mountains represent hard circumstances, hard situations, impossibilities. You got a negative doctor's report. Hallelujah. Oh, no, hallelujah there. You got a negative, you got a negative doctor's report. Your family is in disarray and shambles. You just fought with your husband and your wife. There's something that represents a hard situation, a mountain. There's something that represents a hard circumstance, something that you can't, you're powerless at the face of it. Then it says, who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. In other words, the Holy Ghost can level any mountain. You see, by your own strength, you can't do it. Some people, you're here tonight, and you're facing circumstances that you can't do, or you can't get out of by your own strength. You can't get out of by your own power. Some of you are believing God for something, and you can't accomplish it by your own strength. But I'm telling you, there's an extra strength called the Holy Ghost. There's the power of the Holy Ghost. If you key into that power tonight, hallelujah, he'll pick you up from where you're from. He'll level your mountain in the name of Jesus. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. You shall be leveled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Oh, I like this part. I love this part. I actually really love this part. You know what this means? This says at the end of the day, when the mountain is leveled, all you can say, I have many testimonies like this. Hallelujah. Where there was a mountain before me. Hallelujah. And I tried by my own strength. I tried by my own connections. I tried. I worked everything. I worked everyone I could. I couldn't do anything. Then, oh, I heard a voice speaking to me, son, I'm here to help you. Son, I'm here. Daughter, I'm here to help you. Why don't you turn to my strength? Of your own strength, you couldn't accomplish it. Of your own ability, you couldn't help yourself. But I'm here. I was sent forth to help you. My name is the Great Helper. Why don't you key into me tonight? Hallelujah. Why don't you key? I can help you. And all I did is I turned my eyes. Hallelujah. I said, Holy Ghost, I'm looking towards you. My gaze is on you. Hallelujah. My hope is on you. You alone can help me. You alone can pick me up. And I lean my strength on the Holy Ghost. And he picked me up. Hallelujah. He leveled the mountain. Every time.
Hallelujah.
He's the secret for where I am today. Hallelujah. He's the secret for my strength. I'm telling you, he's the secret for my ability, for my success. Everything I have in my life is by the Holy Ghost. Everything I have in my life.
Right.
I'm the least qualified person. But he qualifies. You know, I like what Paul says. He says, oh, brethren, look at yourself. Not many who are here today were called because of their wisdom. Not many of you were called because of their own strength or because of their intelligence. Like you, not many of you are called because you have the right connections. No, but it is God by his Spirit who showed you mercy.
Hey.
Put that scripture up. With shouts of grace. We know what this means? When they ask you, how did you accomplish? How do you accomplish that? How did you graduate from college debt free? When they ask you, how are you doing what you're doing? How are your pastor today? How did you get that contract? How did you become a preacher? You came from a family of broken people. How did you become who you are today? You know what your response is? Grace.
Hey, hey.
grace. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. It's only by the power of God. It's only by the grace of God. It's only by the grace of God. It's only by the grace of God.
Grace.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the Holy Ghost. He's the bringer of the grace. He's called the Spirit of Grace. He's called the Spirit of Grace. What is grace? Grace is divine enablement. Grace is divine strength. Grace is unmerited favor. When you were not qualified, hallelujah, the Spirit of Grace came and qualified you. When you are weak and feeble, the Spirit of Grace came and made you strong. Grace. That's my testimony. It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. And that grace is available here tonight. You can key into that grace. You can key into the Holy Ghost and receive grace. Receive grace for your future. Receive grace for the next level in your life.
Yeah.
Grace. Shout grace.
Grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Grace, grace, grace. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. This is a Holy Ghost service. Hallelujah. Where the Holy Ghost is, everything is possible. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For a long time, I just thought that meant liberty as in terms of I'll be free, which is true. But you know what that means? If you study carefully, Romans chapter number 9. My sermon left me a long time ago. I'm trying to catch it, but it keeps going away. Shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Romans chapter number 5. Verse 1. Hallelujah. Do you love the word of God?
Yes.
Are you receiving something?
Yes.
Are you keying into the word of God? Verse 1, it says, therefore, having, I hope I can get through this verse. Maybe put it to a New Living. It might help me get through it. NLT. Therefore, since we have been made right, Kala Babash. Therefore, since we've been made right with God in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Because what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Amen? That's amazing. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, go back to my version. Therefore, since we have been made, go back. NKJV. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Grace. The Spirit of Grace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Do you have peace with God?
Yes.
Anyone here have peace with God?
Yes.
Yeah, you got peace with God.
Yes.
If you don't have peace with God, you can have peace with God tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. It's not by works. You don't got to do anything. You just got to believe. It's by faith. Having been justified by faith.
Yes.
He said, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The next verse. It says, through whom also we have access. Say access.
Access.
Say access.
Access.
Say I have access.
Access.
You know that scripture says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You know what it really means? It means where the Spirit of the Lord is, like here, where he is, there's access. That's what it means. There's access. Hallelujah. There's access. It says, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. Hallelujah. We have access into the grace of God. By the Holy Ghost, we have access into the grace of God. We have access into the help of God, into the lifting power of God, into the miracle working power of God. We have access tonight. We have access into the breakthrough power of God, the turnaround power of God.
We have access tonight.
You know what you're required to do? Just have faith. Just believe. You know what Jesus said in the book of Mark, chapter number 9? He says, if you will only believe, all things are possible. He preached you today. If you can believe, all things are possible. Tonight, if you can believe. Tonight, if you can believe. If you can believe that God will change your life. If you can believe that God can lift you. If you can believe that God can pick you up from wherever you are. God will do a miracle for you. God will change your life. God will transform your life. If you can only believe, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I like what he said. Another version said, if you can only believe, you will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. I said, someone is about to see the glory of God tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody's about to walk free from that depression. Somebody's about to walk free from that addiction. If you can only believe. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is access. Through whom also by faith we have access into the grace of God. By faith, we are justified. By faith, we have access. Hallelujah. But, oh, my sermon just left me again. I thought I knew where I was going. Let's go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Shalamando ba. Mora ba 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 shanda. Momba ba ba ba. Yeko shaba ba ba. It's like fire. Yeah, that's what's going on. Hallelujah. Somebody here is going to receive the miracle.
Yes.
Somebody's been believing for a house. I don't know who that is. That miracle has been released into you. We have access. That's what's going on. Access. The miracle. The home you've been believing God for. Hallelujah. God has opened that door for you. Hallelujah. You will testify of the goodness of God. Shout amen. Come on, shout amen. Hebrews chapter number 11. Woo, shanda babaya. Verse number, turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to have faith. Yeah, say it one more time. Say, it's good to have faith. I think I was talking to AJ, right? And who else was there? I think it's you, right? Outside? I said, it's good to have faith. Life sucks when you don't live by faith.
Yeah.
You know, because when you don't live by faith, you're doing everything only within the confines of your ability.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't live by faith, you plan things. You plan how much you're going to save. You've calculated. It's only by your own ability.
Yeah?
And then most of the time, it never works anyway. Tell anybody, say, it's good to live by faith.
Amen.
It's good.
All
right, so hold Hebrews 11. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Hey! Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 13. We all know this scripture. We're still talking about the Holy Ghost. And now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of this is love. Now it says, at the end of the day, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, everything else will fade away. Your tongues, your gifts, all of that will fail. And three things remain, faith, hope, and love, right? Say, tell anybody it's good to live by faith. Faith is important. Hebrews chapter number 11, go back to that. Let me read from verse number 4. All right, let's start from verse number 1. All right, let's start from verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the world, listen carefully. Oh, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Hold that scripture. Okay? Let's go to Joel chapter number 2. It will make more sense when we come back. Do you love the word of God? Someone is saying you're reading so many scriptures. Well, oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. So, yeah, what's going on? Someone's looking at me perplexed. From verse number 28, I want to show you something. Then we'll go to Hebrews chapter number 11. All right. Verse number 28, it says, "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my spirit on all flesh." Turn to your neighbor. Shake them a little bit. Touch their flesh and shake it. And ask them, "Do you have flesh?"
"Have flesh."
"Do you have flesh?"
"Have flesh."
Some of you are robots. So like, no, but everybody has flesh. In other words, everybody's a candidate.
Amen.
Did you catch that?
Yes,
say,
I'm a candidate.
For the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now say like you believe, say,
I'm a candidate.
Tonight, for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Yes. "It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." Hallelujah. "And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall what?
See
visions." So the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, you'll understand faith a lot better once you understand this. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost, right, what it does to young people, right, sons and daughters, is that it gives them the ability to prophesy. You know what that means? To prophesy means to speak under divine inspiration. Yeah? In other words, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the same words you were speaking before are no longer the same. They might be the same things you're saying, the same words, but then now they carry the weight of heaven on them. Hello? Some of you might have already experienced that. You know, sometimes have you ever had a conversation, and in the midst of the conversation, there was a weight in your words?
Yeah.
Someone else was talking through you? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? If you haven't had that experience, don't worry. After tonight, it will be the normal way of life. Right? So it says, when the Holy Spirit comes, your sons and daughters, they will prophesy. They will speak under divine inspirations, right? Your old men will dream dreams. No, we don't have any old men here. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're old, I'll show you the door. We only have young people. Amen. Young and what?
Ready.
Young and what?
Ready.
Yes. Only young people here. Praise God. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men will shall what? Dream dreams. Your young men and women, that's what it means. Amen. Everybody's a candidate. This is not just, everybody's a candidate. Young man, shall what? See visions. Go to Hebrews chapter number 1. See visions. What are visions? Pictures of the future. Pictures of God's plan for your life. Visions are pictures of what God has for you. Oh, hallelujah. I love visions. I saw visions when I got saved and got to the field of the Holy Spirit. I saw visions. You know what? I actually saw myself doing what I'm doing right now. When I was in the village in Africa and the Holy Ghost came upon me when I was in high school. Hallelujah. And I'd be praying in my room at night, and all of a sudden I see visions. Pictures in my heart. Hallelujah. Pictures in my heart. In the village of Africa, hallelujah. God was showing me my future. God was showing me what He was going to do with my life. My circumstances didn't look like it. But you know, God is not limited by your circumstance. So, God, you see, even in a service like this, when you keen to the Holy Ghost, you begin to see visions. The thing that seemed to be impossible, all of a sudden, hey, who are you, O great mountain? Because the Holy Ghost begins to what? Show visions. All right? All right. Verse number 2, Hebrews chapter 11. Are we flowing?
Yes.
Are you flowing?
Yes.
Are you flowing with me?
Yes.
There's power here. Oh, I love Bishop Dagg. 11, verse 2. Flow, flow, flow. The person who's upstairs. Flow, flow, flow. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, right, the elders obtained a good testimony. This is such a powerful thing. By faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. At the end of their lives, they had a good testimony. Amen? It wasn't by their intelligence, it was by faith. That's why I said it's a good thing to have faith. It wasn't because they planned their life strategically, like many of you are trying to do. I'm trying to help you. What I'm trying to do by the word of God and by the Spirit of God is to take you from the natural plane of life and living and bring you into the way of the Holy Ghost. Hello? Into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Into the supernatural of God. Are you flowing? By the elders obtained a good testimony, verse 3. It says, by faith we understand. Oh, hallelujah. There's an understanding of faith. Yeah, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by things which are visible. You know what that means? It's telling you the supernatural was at work. He's telling you by faith, if you have faith, you can understand that everything, oh, hallelujah, this building we're in, it's a supernatural miracle. It came into our possession supernaturally. Pastor Dallas was praying, and the Holy Ghost came on her. You know what happens when the Holy Ghost comes on you? You see visions. Hallelujah. Anybody ever seen visions when they were praying? Anybody ever had ideas in their mind when they started praying? Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. She was praying. She saw a vision. Hallelujah. God put this building, which was in opposition, into her heart. She pursued it. Hallelujah. Follow the Holy Ghost in that direction. Ba-ba. Miracle building. The things which are seen actually started from the invisible realm. Are you hearing me? Oh. Ha. You know, you can shape your life. You can shape the happenings in your life. The daily happenings in your life. In your closet. Life is spiritual. Are you hearing me? Life is spiritual. You can orchestrate what's going to happen in the next 2 months from now. From the invisible realm. And then 2 months later you show up. It's right there. I know what I'm about to say happens to us a lot. He's my friend. He's my brother, right? So we talk. How do I say this? You know, when something good is about to happen, you can know.
Yes.
Likewise, when something bad is about to happen, you can know in advance. We know a lot. It's just, okay, something is about to happen. Something in the realm of the spirit is telling me something's about to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be spiritual. Say, be spiritual.
Be spiritual.
Yes. Say, don't despise spirituality. Don't despise the Holy Ghost. Don't despise the things of God. Value the things of God. Come on, shake your neighbor. Say, value the things of God. Value the Holy Ghost. Value the anointing. Don't look upon it lightly. It can change your life.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
One orchestration of the Holy Ghost can change your life forever. It can change your business. It can change your relationships. It can change your ministry. One thing that the Holy Ghost can arrange for you, hallelujah, and you walk into that blessing, can change. One encounter organized by the Holy Ghost. I met Pastor Jonathan. Supernaturally, my life changed. Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Verse 4 says, tell anybody it's good to live by faith.
Yes.
By faith, listen carefully. It says, verse 2 said that by faith the elders obtained a good report. It's telling us now. By faith, Abel. Say, by faith, Abel.
By faith,
Abel. Offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And through it, he being dead still speaks. Next verse. By faith, Enoch. Say, by faith, Enoch. Was taken away so that he'd not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those who live their life naturally do not please God. That's what he's telling you. Those who calculate things don't please God. Is not pleased by your intelligence. When you figured everything out, I'm going to do this and this. This is the next step I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to meet. When you've calculated things in the natural, God is not pleased with that. Hallelujah. Faith reaches out into the impossible. Faith reaches out into the impossible. Faith says, hallelujah. Faith says, I'm going to do that crusade. It don't matter what you say. I'm going to go beyond my natural ability. I'm going to build that house. I'm going to build that company. I'm reaching out by faith. It says those who live by faith please God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those who function by their own strength, by their own intelligence, don't please God. Not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Ghost. It says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, faith has rewards.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Faith has rewards.
Rewards.
I said faith has rewards.
Rewards.
You know, if you switch your faith on tonight, there's a reward for you.
Amen.
Hello? If you switch your faith on tonight, there's a reward for you. There's a reward from God for you. Hallelujah. That reward might come in the form of a miracle for your body. That reward might come in form of a breakthrough. Hallelujah. That reward might come in form of a deliverance and a breakthrough from an addiction or sickness or disease. There's a reward for you. There's a reward for those who have faith. There's a reward for those who have faith. Hallelujah. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith turns loose the power of God. You hear what I just said? Faith turns loose the power of God. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about pneumatica, the things of the Spirit, the wind of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, the breath of God, the Holy Ghost. We're talking about that. You see, it's here tonight, the breath of God, the wind of the Holy Ghost. You know what activates it? Faith. It turns loose that power. You see, you can feel. Have you ever? I try to be as practical as much as when I teach, so you understand. When you go into a place where the presence of God is, you can feel it. People get what do they call it? Goosebumps, right? Because it's in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is charged with the power of God. Oh, let me show you something. Luke chapter number 5. Just so you don't think I'm blowing smoke. Say amen. Amen. Are you flowing?
Yes.
Are you here tonight?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Do I have the right scripture? Yes, for 5:7. I'll read from verse 16. Amen. No, let's just read from verse 17. All right, next verse. It says, now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, speaking of Jesus, on a certain day, as he was teaching, says that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out from every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of God. Say, and the power of God was present to heal. Yes. So I'm saying, when you come to a service like this, when you walk into like a worship service, you can feel it in the atmosphere. The power is present to heal. The power is present to heal. The power, the anointing, right? We're talking about the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit is here. His power is here. But you know what's amazing about this scripture? No one got healed. But the power was there. But no one got healed. You know why no one got healed? Should I tell you why no one got healed? I think I have the answer. Should I tell you why? You want to know why no one got healed? The power was there. Imagine, you know who Jesus is? The Son of God. Hallelujah. The one who comes with healing on his wings. Hallelujah. The Almighty One. The one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. The mighty King. Hallelujah. God in the flesh. He was there. He was preaching. He was teaching in the synagogue. And while he was teaching, the power was present to heal. But no one got healed. You know why? Do you want to know why? I want to make sure you want to know why before I tell you. You want to know why?
Yes.
No one released their faith. Faith releases the power of God. Many people have come to church. Many people have come to a young adult service. And, oh, Lord, I'm believing you for a miracle. You know, many Christians talk like that, right? And nothing ever happens. And all of a sudden, in the same service, someone stands and walks out of a wheelchair. Hey! Hey! A wheelchair! 20 years who couldn't walk, all of a sudden they got healed. Whoa! The same service, I'm there, and all I'm believing God for is $500, and I'm not getting my miracle? Hey! And someone who was sick for 20, crippled for 20 years, stands up and walks. What's the difference? Faith. Say faith.
Faith.
Say faith.
Faith.
Say faith.
Faith.
Some people are here tonight. You know, that's why I make them to shout. I want to get you out of that religious form of thinking. Hey, are you an old man?
No.
Are you an old lady?
No.
Hey, don't be like that. The anointing, the power works for those who have become free. You know, God doesn't like people like that. God likes people who are. Yeah, imagine David as a king. All his garments, they were doing like this. He was showing his behind. He was free.
Right, yeah.
I said he was free.
Yes.
Are you free?
Yes.
You gotta be free.
Yes.
When we are dancing and we are shouting, I was watching some people like, hey, get free! Get free! This is the house of your father. Get free!
That's right. Amen. So good.
You want the power to work for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm still too dignified. You know, I have a degree from Harvard, you know. I'm dignified. Okay. Okay. You be dignified and walk, go home depressed and heavy and still bound while freedom and access was in the room. It's up to you. But some of us, the preacher here, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you think about me. You know why I'm free? Because I'm believing God for certain things. It's too expensive for me to be pious and dignified. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. Hallelujah. I'm not satisfied with where I am. I want to move forward. I want to do great things for God. I want to accomplish more for God. I want God to anoint me more. Hallelujah. I want God to lift me more. Hallelujah. So I'll be more undignified. Hallelujah. I will shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. I will praise Him in the midst of the assembly. Hallelujah. For He has done great things for me. I'm not satisfied where I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for big things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm believing God for big things here. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm believing God to do great things, to miracles everywhere, signs and wonders.
Yes.
I'm believing God to raise giants even this afternoon, this evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm believing God to anoint people tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's too expensive for me to act dignified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you get free, the anointing works for you.
To get daily teaching from Augustine and to follow our event schedule around the world, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the Proof Producers podcast. By partnering with Proof Producers, you will help us take the saving and healing power of Jesus to the world. Your giving changes lives forever. For more information, visit us online at AugustineMpemba.com. Thank you for your prayer and financial support.